That's why I don't remember hearing
really the woman that I
don't remember hearing the woman that handled the money. Effectively, I don't, because she refused to be an emancipated woman. He's trying to emancipate her. He really is trying to emancipate her. Hmm. Archie says, criticize me. And he'll criticize himself, doesn't he, in an unusual way. God damn, an unusual way. He's a much different Archie than you've ever known. Hmm. But she will not take the initiative. He cannot get her out of the shell. She refuses to be anything more than a passive female. And thus, and he has a big ego, that makes him unsafe, because she won't balance him. But he does more than most males will, without any help from the female, because she just don't prod him at all. Gets no help to look at his conscience from her. She just says, yeah, or most of the time she's asleep.
I remember years ago in church when he'd preach, she'd sleep all the way through church until he'd get to preach, and then she'd say, Amen.
That's true.
Amen. All the way through Archie's sermon. Am I mama right?
That's true.
Debbie?
That's right. She
sleeps
on the book.
Well, why did she sleep on? Why did she aim on him? Because she's scared of him. That's why she aimed on him.
Why?
She stayed awake. She didn't want to say it. She still does. I ain't gonna lie to you. She still does.
She's probably
doing
it. She doesn't know what's going on.
She sleeps like a log.
Go out, but to take the people's money and to go out, I think I
would have done. Yeah, well, I ain't gonna put up with it no more. I made up my mind. I went through that once. I ain't gonna put up with it no more. You better walk out without stealing the goddamn money.
I feel a lot of guilt about that, so I'm responsible for his actions.
That's all right. Good. Take your guilt. That's good. You take your guilt. He takes a certain share of guilt. I mean, he does really well not having a companion to give him any assistance. I don't know how we get on that subject. We always get off on some damn thing.
He was an example of one who tried to take the people's money.
He didn't try to take the people's money.
Well, he used it as a bargain.
Yeah, he used it as a bargain point because he thought he was going to get killed between here and Miami. That's what paranoia can do to you. He thought you people were going to kill him, and somebody played a trick on him on food, and he thought they were going to put poison in his food.
Oh, it must have started way before that, because he never even put it where he told Shaken it was. And his paranoia...
No, he did. Dumbass Shaken did not, where it was, went to the wrong place. Shaken could have it all.
That's
Archie leveled where he buried it, and the dumbass Shaken, that Shaken is stupid. He's a brilliant attorney, and that's why I got him at home. He's brilliant when you guard him, watch him. He can do some masterful strategy. But Archie looked at him and laughed at him. He said, you dumbass. He said, you could have gone and picked it all up, and Shaken forgot and digging someplace else. Shit. Cool. Originally, he and Shaken are the ones that knew. A black and a white man knew where our money was. And we ended up dragging ass money back home. It should have stayed here. All because of it. $47,000. And ended up going all the way back to the United States after all the effort I had to get it out of here. I personally risked going to jail carrying that goddamn money. Because I didn't want other people to be endangered by it. So I carried it my damn self. Son of a bitch. It didn't matter. You know, it's stupid. End up having the goddamn money at home because somebody's paranoid. I said, Archie, what you should have done, no matter what, even if you felt you'd been wrong, you should have walked in the damn jungle because your effectiveness was over with. And he agreed. Boy, that shook him when I first said it to him, though. And I'll say that for him. There are very few people I can say that to. But that's about where it is. And you shouldn't worry about your ass. I guess that's what I'm getting on to. You shouldn't worry about your ass. You're going to die, like I said, the last the other night. When he was up. What the hell's the difference? You're finished. You're going to die someplace sooner or later anyway. Obviously, nobody ever intended to do anything less. Nobody. I never even heard even the thought of it or suggested. Nobody ever thought about doing anything to Archie.
Rosie just played on there. I'd like to say that I was really proud when I heard how did
it. It was because Father gave me everything that I have. I never would have had before.
The closest I've come tonight to being violent was with you. And I'm mighty calm. You don't get nervous with me when I'm hysterical. And you're young. That's when they save you. And you got the tomorrow in as it is.
Time you start growing up, though.
You see, people pushing me out of shape. I've had too much done to me.
That's true.
I had too many damn people do too much to me. We can always talk about the departures of money, but you better be damn liking and nosiness and quit rummaging around through people's stuff and doing that. Because I don't know if that's done, but one time before here, I had a feeling somebody had been rummaging through my stuff, and I don't like that shit. I don't know who, but I can tell when I watch my stuff. You ought to be nosy. You ought to be in nobody's business but your own. Not be messing with nobody's business. That's true. Not going through nobody's papers. Nothing else. And you can put traps for people if you want to find out where they've been through it. If you're smart enough, you can put traps in the middle of it.
Well, Jesse, he had no
gun. You ain't got no gun, have you, Pop? Somebody keeps saying you got a gun.
Oh, shit.
What would you mind your own business?
Yes or no, you got a gun. Yes or no.
That's what I want to know, because I don't want to get goddamn guns. It's illegal, and they come in here and make a raid on you, you got a gun, and you're going to have to have it well hid.
Well, I tell you, no, he left the gun on the table.
Lying
down on the gun, and
the
other
one
was right
on the
dining table.
No, we got it.
The other one was in the box. I think
it was nice for you to answer, but I think Pop should have given a straight answer.
Yeah, well, you should. Pop feels like he needs that for protection. He don't need no protection. Nobody's going to hurt Pop. We got guns, and if you can get licenses, you'll get all the goddamn guns. We got an arsenal. We got arsenal that we can send you, but you got to have a license before we can send them to you. Because you have guns in this country, that's against the law. I can send you any kind of a damn gun you want. A telescopic rifle that can kill somebody 3 miles. You got some damn fancy guns, but we can't send them until you get a license to the cap. And you'll know, when are you going to know about that?
I can try to call again Thursday and find out what the progress is.
He damn near forgot and carried one in. He had a hard-working guy, but he's got a bad memory like me, but he thought of it in time, but we'd been up Ship Creek. We wouldn't have been, because we could have carried it right through.
It
would have been too dangerous. You never know what the hell they do with those things. They may even x-ray stuff going in there.
They asked if it was anything for drugs. Like, physical. You
don't need guns or drugs in here, do you? They said no. Didn't they ask it? That's not what I'm concerned about. I think in the States, I read an article that they sample random sample. X-ray, even the suitcases.
I've seen that.
Theirs.
Yeah, they got a little stuff you walk through.
Well, that's when you can. I'm talking about, you can't walk through anything.
No,
I mean, even the cargo. If you send cargo, they think you can get that too. So the best way us to get our guns here is to get them done legally.
I don't know.
It's a damn shame. We got so damn many guns, we don't know what to do with them.
I don't know what kind of problems we're running into. The gun permit here for the what do we have, shotguns? Shotguns. We have two shotguns, and they're under Chaykin's name, People's Temple and Chaykin's name. So I don't know if that puts any problems with the gun permit or not.
Well, by God, let's find out without being, obviously, you say, mind them we haven't.
But what?
If I stay here, I ain't gonna stay here with just two shotguns.
Chaykin told me one time that the permit...
you guys are coming up with some ideas about how to get some of this shit in here.
I think told me about the gun. If an individual didn't have to be licensed, with the gun, you could be licensed. Some of the police, the individual that carried the gun didn't matter as long as the gun was licensed. Now you explained it to me.
You just carried it. Trying to get license for more guns?
Yeah. Who said this?
Gene. What? That's up, Gene. I asked him who was licensed.
Oh, for the shotguns. That's a little different. Yeah, for the handgun, it's a little stricter.
You can fill these guns in the swamp if they ever come to a critical. I'd like to get these guns in here.
I think that the best way to get them in would be for the boat. If the boat went back to the States and made a trip back, because they didn't check
they
one thing.
They put anything in customs? When we put it
on the boat, no. When we got down here, they didn't bother with anything.
I hope Archie opened no more goddamn honey and berries and shit that can get you in trouble. Unfortunately, you've always been clear at customs. I think the next time your boat comes, that ought to be strongly considered when you tell us how it could still be leased at least likely, because you ought to have the guns on this.
This would have to be with the Marcelin going back to the States and coming back.
I got you.
It would.
But we can't do nothing. We can't start a revolution in that country with guns. We got to think about other things. I got something else to start a revolution in that country. But a goddamn gun isn't worth shit.
It would have to be fairly soon. I mean, within say, the next 6 months, because I think they'll probably tighten up even customs restrictions on us as soon as more groups start getting into cooperative. And they don't need us for an example anymore. If more get into it, I think that our popularity will die down as far as getting exemptions. Well, they're national.
There's a lot of lazy fuckers around here.
Yeah, I don't mean outside.
Graphical location and so on and so forth.
And they say censoring movies, but he lets shit in here that glorifies capitalism.
It's not too strong. I was told.
What's the drowning pool? What kind of show is that? I can't remember what that was.
That's just screwing and living in Hollywood.
You ought to stop this kind of shit from coming in. And why is it? And then I really got on nerve when you told me that he said DeGuire. And he makes a compromise with DeGuire to keep him here. Tell him if he'll bring his money back, he can have it.
That's part of it.
Part of it. Well, that's... That don't make sense, though.
They
I don't believe DeGuire does.
He made a partnership with DeGuire.
Well, that's...
To defeat the TPP, and then later on they broke. But that was an alliance he made.
He was the money that put Vernon in office.
So the CIA definitely helped him get into power because that guy that was from down here had a big article in the Contact.
Sure.
He told all about it.
I think I sent it back to. I know exactly what you're talking about. It was a good article too.
By that guy though. Hold on.
He said, I don't have it. Do you still have that one here? Because I sent mine back to the States.
There were several good ones. There was one about him. One about the.
It always bothers me.
The diarrhea.
You've been drinking the water.
He gets ice at noon, he gets crackers.
I hate crackers.
What do you eat them?
Doctor, tell me to take them.
Benny hates them. He's going to eat them when he's hungry.
Yeah.
You know, when I had Kimmy up here talking about his penis, I told him that humor expressed me about little John's and he's going to talk about it. Yeah, he's really going to have his hand John's stone to get a hold of.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Yes, brilliant young children. They know more than the majority of them when I was young.
I never even thought about how to pull up guns. As a matter of fact, when I was 12 years old, my mother got pregnant with my little sister, and she was telling me about it, and I said, shouldn't Daddy have anything to do with this? That would be awful dumb. Not even curious enough to ask the question.
Darren, he's so bright, you know, the other night at the airport.
He is so smart.
Yeah. That airline clerk, you know, he brought out the pictures of the luggage. See, that Darren's suitcase, all his new clothes in it was lost. That's what Darren says. I said, Darren, how are you? He says, I'm fine, but my suitcase, all my new clothes is lost. But anyway, the airline clerk, if I remember, he brought out the piece of paper that had a picture of the different types of luggages. And he was holding it there before mother and I think Mike was there, and father.
Mike wasn't too quick either.
Which one was it? And Darren says, this one. And later on, mother says, I think it was this one here. And it was exactly the one Darren pointed to. He picked that up.
And he had a balloon. So he drew a picture of the airplane on the balloon and every detail. The number of windows, the emblems on the wheels, everything. Just right there. This Darren is a genius. And that's why I think it's so important. You know, all of them are important, but potentially, and I thought it was so sweet because he was coming, you know, he wanted to be with you, but we were talking about father and daddy, but he's identified with the black. He says, my real daddy was a black man. And to me, that's important.
It is. It really is.
He's not ashamed of it. He wants it to be known that he's black.
Good.
He showed me how to hang up his tennis shoes. He says, now where am I shoestring? I said, well, I got to get a clothespin for your shoestring. He said, if you'll just wrap it around the clothesline, the wind won't blow it off. So he was right. I thought I'm sure what I was looking for.
I never seen a kid not take a chance to go to bed when he didn't have to stay up.
But see, he's identifying with you. And you were sitting here, and he wanted to sit here. It's important. It's a responsibility, but boy, he's going to be watching.
I don't want us to continue whatever has been discussed.
Excuse me.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was there or not.
No, it wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I think we
were just... We cover. I took away your watch battery.
Oh, yeah. You said that the Contact had an article about...
Listen to what Jeff's saying, because he heard what...
It was an admission by a CIA agent. He quit the CIA. He wrote a book in the States, so I imagine that you all heard about it up there, but he quit and he told what went on, and he worked in the Caribbean and so on. And he told about how the CIA fomented riots in Guyana, and they infiltrated the labor unions, and they helped directly Burnham get into power. And he had a close cooperation with him the whole time, and they undermined Jane because he was too muscular.
I heard that rumor several times before, but that article said the same thing.
In the paper? You're talking about that article?
It's in a religious paper. Caribbean Contact is a religious paper.
Yeah, but it still has stuff about Cuba. Every time it has Cuba has Cuba.
I know. It's one of the few action-oriented papers. I don't know. I've never read it closely enough to get a really good feeling of it, but I've usually gone through and picked out good articles, but that doesn't mean it's a good paper all around.
Identify the family. First, that's where socialism began. But I was on a trend of teaching, and I lose it. You have to have an ego to be a good teacher. Honestly, God, you need to be an effective teacher, because I haven't got enough to say. What did I say? What was the point I was trying to say? And I think Jeff brought up a good point about the fathership. What did I say? What did you say? Fathership.
I said you should say fathership of the proletariat.
Fathership of the people.
You can't say proletariat. After I was told about dictatorship of the proletariat, anytime I heard the word proletariat,
could I call it
communism?
The protector of the people. The POP. Protector of the people. I'm the final protector. Now, you know, I said I could make accommodations with you. I could survive under fascism. I said I would prefer not to. I don't know what your preferences were. You know, the other night we went through that horrendous ordeal. We took a vote, the majority of people didn't want to. I don't know how you feel if you want to survive. If you had to survive in America, I could survive. It would be a painful ordeal to survive. The compromises we'd have to make, because that's the way the ball's going. I don't know, I'd like to, before we leave here, I'd like you to vote to have what you prefer to do. Try to survive and wait. See if there would be a day when we could reappear. I think passing of lie detector tests and certain penthol, which I could pass. Because I can distinctly say, I believe only in me, so I can pass that. Like, are you a follower of Moscow? Hell no, I'm not a follower of Moscow. Am I a follower of Mao? No. I consider myself a far better communist, pure communist, than they are. Because they're surrounded by too many luxuries and conveniences. As I said, they leave their wives and they leave their children. I'm a purist compared to them. I'm far more pure. So I could pass that, you see. And it wouldn't be just easy for me to say, well, we're not communists, we're not socialists. I'd have to prove it, but I could do it, because I am not a follower of anyone but me. I would be glad to be a follower of someone. That'd be a lovely feeling to be a follower, but I'm not a follower of anyone but me, because I believe in me. I believe that I control my motives better. I believe that I watch my ego much better. I keep my ego dead. And egos don't die, they have to be kept dead, you know. They can arise again. But I don't let. I wouldn't want to say that to some of the people who are too religious. They say, "Well, he's completely crucified." Well, you keep yourself crucified daily. Even the old religion said, "I die daily," and that's the truth. You've got to work on your ego every day, or it'll reemerge. And if you don't work on it every day, but the second day it's a little worse, and by 2 weeks it's hellish, and by a couple of months you may lose your character if you let your ego. That's why you've got to constantly battle the resentment versus the guilt. You gotta keep that guilt there. Every day wake up with a little guilt. You don't wanna wake up with so much guilt that you can't get mobilized. But you gotta have enough guilt to keep yourself humble every day. And that's a hard thing to know just exactly where that line ends. I don't get immobilized. Dr. Shack gave me a test on depression in the medical records. A very sophisticated test that the medical school puts out. And he shook his head and they all did it there. He says, you should be non-functional in a mental institution. You're so depressed. He said, you're so depressed, you shouldn't be able to function. Well, I can do that, but how many others can do that? You understand what I'm saying? The test showed out so much depression, so much weariness with life, so much disinterest in life, that he said you would be a non-functional catatonic. If you were anybody else, a human being, you would be sitting off in some mental institution, spaced out staring at the wall. Well, I'll never be in no mental institution, I'll never lose my mind. But he said, I was depressed way below the register of what they can register depression. Way beyond the realm of suicide. He said, any other ordinary person commits suicide, they'd be functional. Non-existent. So I don't know whether everybody can carry as much guilt as I can or not. I'm not able to say that. You know how much guilt you're able to carry, or how much little interest you can have in life. Maybe you have to have illusions. I don't kid myself about anybody's love. I consider that everybody has a price. We've
Illinois, but you've heard me say everybody's got a price. And everybody with me, and I don't mean that smugly, but I know some won't have that price. I mean, I know there'll be some that will sell out. It'd be better to face the fact that you're the only loyal one, and make your commitment based on your own loyalty, rather than say, well, I'm going to be loyal if Charlie's loyal. I got to be loyal in spite of whether Charlie's loyal.
Right.
I got to be loyal in spite of whether Marson's loyal. So I don't go around and say, well, I'm going to keep being the father as long as I can count on Marson, Mike Roach, or Paula. I ain't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make my count on anybody. And I believe that in Marson's is that caliber of person that you can't find any better. But I told her today in the room, something, I don't know, I said, well, she asked me a straight question. I said, I wouldn't lie to a comrade. Something about, I don't know what it was, full trust in a certain area. And I said, I don't fully trust you in a certain area. Not in reference to her taking care of you. Looking after you, she would. You'd be perfectly safe in her hands. But I don't fully trust. And I'd rather not fully trust, because when you fully trust, then you get dependent on that trust, and your commitment gets involved with that trust. And you've got to trust yourself to be a socialist. And as I say, no matter whatever the hell else is done here, you can't go around here looking at Kenny's. I know the tendency will be there. If Kenny's not doing right, or if Kenny gets doing real well, there's somebody else next week, you can't base yourself on the lowest common denominator. You never will do anything. You've got to know that socialism is right. And as I said, life's going to be filled with pain if you're selfish. I give you an example of Pop, how upset he was when he was being jealous of Mom.
It's all right.
You've got to be, that's a very nice cue you gave me. The question is, life is filled with pain. Now you can build yourself with illusions, and even many revolutionaries do. That's why a lot of communists have been communists, because they always believe the revolution is going to win. I'm a Marxist whether the damn revolution is won or lost. And I wonder sometimes, would Fidel fought the fight if he thought he'd done that? I would have Guevara fought the fight. Still, it doesn't make a difference whether they were pure communists or not. Communism's got to win. And it's right if it didn't win, because 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry, it isn't right. And the only way you can stop 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry is to have pure communism. You got to share the wealth. Or there's going to be starvation, there's going to be hunger, even too much of what we see on the roads as we go back here. Poor children are not good shape, their little pot bellies. So communism's right. Whether you win it or not, has nothing to do with it. But I have a feeling a lot of these communists who won had the damn certainty, they're sort of like the Christians, if God's on their side, they're going to win. You can hear them talk frequently, the dialectic's on our side, we're going to win. Sure, communism is going to win, but it may go through a nuclear war. We may die before it's built. You've got to face that. I don't give a damn whether I get any benefits of communism or not, or socialism, communism. You know what the difference is?
I'm not quite sure on the difference between the two.
Socialism's on this. Can you explain it, Johnson?
Well, I don't know if I'm explaining words like
don't worry about it.
Communism is the next stage before socialism.
You're wrong, but it's easy to be wrong. Socialism is a stage to communism. Communism is a stage in which all government withers away because you don't need anymore. You only need government when you've got property and I got property. If everybody owns the property, you don't need no government. If you recognize in this place that we're all equal, you wouldn't need a Charlie. Because you'd equally do your right. Now you need a Charlie. He's a miniature DFP, the protector of the people, dictatorship of the people. Joyce is saying. They serve that because it's necessary. If Kenny was doing what was right, everybody was doing what was right, he wouldn't have to give no orders.
That's right.
I wouldn't have to give no orders. And then communism is the next, socialism is the initial stage. You're taking away a little bit of the people's selfishness there. If I may illustrate that, I don't know if that's a very good illustration. You take away big business. Get those big fuckers out of the way. Because they're the dangerous ones, the big rich corporate assholes. You take over the major means of production and distribution. The markets, the railroads, the airlines, that get these powerful amounts of money together that can destroy a whole government like Chile. The multinationals. Under socialism, you take over. Anybody implement this? I'm just trying to make it simplified for people. And something. A lot of times you can help me if it's simplified. You get away the utilities that charge you for electricity in the States. High rate. They don't make no profit on utilities. That ought to be public utilities. They say it's public utilities, but it's not. Public telephone. Horrible telephone rates. In Cuba, there's no telephone charges. There's no electric gas, no fuel. That's all owned by the people. Even Cuba's gone so far that ice cream's given away free to children. Education's all free. Socialism, you nationalize the bigger businesses. You nationalize the bigger services. Under communism, property is done away with. You don't own anything. personally in an egocentric or selfish way, except the clothes on your back. There is no communist country in the world, because in Russia you can have up to $50,000. That's not good enough for me. I don't like that. I say it's dangerous when you have people have $50,000. Because you're still going to breed greed. You've got to eliminate private wealth. But under Marxist, Leninist thought, and under Jones' revisionist thought, or reformist thought, I prefer to say, you do away with all property. Your shirt's my shirt's your shirt. You come in my wardrobe, and I'd be able to respect you. We're not that conscious now, because you come, I've had them. They come in my clothes, I've given them every piece of clothes I've had, I've let them use my shoes, and they come back bad. They don't polish me. We're not communists yet. They don't really talk about no communism, because we're not even good socialists. Now we're socialists in the sense that the major things are under control here. Housing, we got that under control. We eat out of a central kitchen. If we didn't lock it, somebody'd be stealing the refrigerator, so we're not communists.
That's humor, isn't it?
Really? It's sad. Because we got some people here that would steal. We got some people that don't work as hard as others. So socialism owns just the major thing. You're taking away the wealth little by little. Communism, you take it all away. No nation state, they can do it yet, except China. And there's still some of the old factory owners that are getting paid on their former ownership there. But they've taken over more property than anyone. Most all of their community are living in communes. Nearly everyone lives in communes. Married couples have their own apartments, but they dine in common in most communes. They buy their food in common. They have common recreation rooms and common lounges. But they do have their own private sitting rooms and their own private bedrooms. And I think probably that's as far as you can go for a long, long while. I don't think you can communize the bedroom. My opinion is that the best way to live life would be a kind of a group communism where everybody shared everything. But no communist has ever tried it. Like I was saying here, I've reached the state of communism. I'd be glad to share my wife with anybody for two reasons: to make her happy and to make everybody else I love happy. Well, that's nice of you to say so. But I'm trying to get a point of principle. But obviously, they must not have felt that secure, because Lenin tried it in Russia. Lenin abolished marriage for 2 years, 3 years. It was group marriage. He wouldn't allow it. He said it's counter-revolutionary. But he never went to the degree that I do. Severe. I'm very leery of him, because most relationships breed anarchy or outright treason. So I'm awfully leery of him. I'd be happy for everybody to have their husband, their wife, and the fuck all they want to. If they want to fuck five times a night or five times a year, don't worry about me. I don't give a shit. But every time you get people fucking, they breed each other. It must selfish. Sex must be awfully selfish, because out of the goddamn act comes every selfish act. So there must be something about it to become wholesome.